In CI News this week, MPs complain that controversial new proposals on assisted suicide don't go far enough. Former SNP Minister Ash Regan seeks to overhaul Scotland's prostitution laws. And a woman born before the abortion limit celebrates her 35th birthday. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 11th of October. I'm Joanna Tim. Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill won't be published until next week, but MPs are already pushing for proposals for state-sanctioned killing to be expanded. 13 government figures and 41 other MPs are reported to want the bill to ditch end-of-life protections for those said to be incurably suffering. The Labour MP initially claimed her proposals would only apply to those deemed terminally ill, but she is considering whether to broaden the bill before introducing it next week. Speaking to the Christian Institute, Alex Schadenberg of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition said politicians need to recognise that Canada's example shows that once introduced, assisted suicide cannot be limited.
The biggest thing about in Canada is they sold it to us as those few cases as it started out with. But in reality now, we have the cases of people who are living with disabilities, who are living in poverty, homelessness, veterans, all these situations that have now come up. And it's all based on the fact that if it's okay to kill you for this reason, then someone might have a reason then they say is acceptable for killing, but they're not actually asking for it for that reason. They're asking for it because of their homelessness, their poverty, the fact that they're going through PTSD and issues like that. All these things, we can actually make a difference in their life, but the reality is death then becomes the option.
Former SNP Minister Ash Regan is seeking to better protect vulnerable women and girls by updating Scotland's prostitution laws. The ALBA MSP is seeking colleagues' support for a proposed prostitution offences and support bill, which would criminalise the purchase of sex and help women leave prostitution. Regan stated, "Prostitution is inherently unsafe. There is no way to make being raped as a job safe and then put a veneer on it by calling it sex work." Many of those caught up in prostitution are survivors of trauma, including childhood sexual abuse, which makes them especially vulnerable to exploitation. The approach, commonly known as the Nordic model, has been criticised for its failure to clamp down on sex trafficking. The Christian Institute's policy researcher, Jenny Olsen, welcomed the proposals, but said they should go further by trying to eradicate all prostitution.
Ash Regan has raised a vital issue because it's right to criminalise the purchase of sex and to help women leave prostitution for good. There's no question, the law needs to be updated to better protect vulnerable women and girls who are routinely exploited all around the UK. We know it's estimated that 75% of women in prostitution actually entered as a child. That's something no child can consent to. We shouldn't be listening to groups that describe this abusive system as a form of work. Prostitution is not work, it's abuse, and it must be stopped. MSPs have a great opportunity. They can protect women and children by criminalising sex buyers and slash demand for this dark form of exploitation. We would urge a rethink of the proposal to make it legal to solicit for sex. Our ambition should be greater. It should be as complete a law as is within Scottish Parliament's power.
The Royal College of Psychiatrists is the latest high-profile organisation to distance itself from Stonewall. The Daily Telegraph reports the college will let its Stonewall membership expire in December following internal disagreement over transgender ideology. Its president and chief executive told members, "There is a risk in being affiliated with an organisation that may speak on matters relating to the professional practice of our members, but over which the college has no direct control." Several organisations have recently cut ties with Stonewall, including Sport England, Arts Council England, and the Scottish Parliament. Fiona McInnena of women's group Sex Matters praised the college for prioritising evidence over trans activist lobbyists and expressed hope that other medical bodies would follow suit. And finally, a woman who was born before the abortion limit has celebrated her 35th birthday. Robin Harris was born at 25 weeks in Oxford's John Radcliffe Hospital, weighing less than a bag of sugar at just £1.10. She stayed in the special care baby unit for over 100 days and was discharged around her mother's original due date. At the time, Robin's birth couldn't be registered until she reached the then abortion limit of 28 weeks. The limit was reduced to 24 weeks just 2 years later in 1991, following increasing awareness of better survival rates. Despite evidence of improved viability, it has not been reduced again. In an interview with BBC Radio Oxford, Robin was reunited with one of the doctors who cared for her and inspired her to become an occupational therapist.
I feel like I want to say congratulations, Robin, for being born
Thank you.
How grateful are you for the unit, for the people that...
I mean, incredibly grateful. I needed a lung surgery at 5 days old or something, so...
Incredible.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
I hate to tell you, we've got a little surprise for you this morning. Heck. It's Dr. Kevin Ives, who is here this morning.
No way.
I'm going to get him to come in through that door right now.
There we are.
Hello. Hello.
Arms outstretched, big hugs and kisses for everybody.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.